Morning Edition commentator Baxter Black says he still doesn't own a television set, fax machine, or cell phone. But he does have his own website, on which he modestly describes himself as the best-selling cowboy poet in the known universe. Baxter usually hangs his Stetson, giant belt buckle, and spurs at his ranch near Tucson, but sometimes he visits this studio to flog his latest book.
I want people who listen to my commentaries to like them. You know, I'm an entertainer. I don't think of myself as being particularly motivational or educational. I think of myself, or somebody else actually put it in a better way, I'm the sort of the sorbet of Morning Edition. So, you know, this is frivolous stuff.
It was quite a coup getting Melville to write your foreword.
You'd be surprised how many people have no clue who Herman Melville is. Well, I'll tell you the story about that. Crown Publishing published this new book, Horseshoes, Cow Socks, and Duck Feet.
Which is inspired by what?
Well, it was originally the first three books of the Old Testament. But Moses' brother-in-law, Leviticus, I think. I'll tell you one other thing. Tom Robbins, who is a favorite of mine and is actually responsible for me having an agent, wrote back after he got this book, the publisher sent it to him, and he says, "Great Scott, they've shortened your title." And then he went on, "Yes, horseshoes, cow socks, duck feet, and pig's panties." So they wanted me to find somebody to write a foreword, and I don't place a whole lot of value on a foreword, but their whole point is you want somebody famous's name on, and they said, "Well, who should you do? Do you know anybody famous?" And I said, "Well, Dave Barry actually responds to my mail." And they said, "Well, can you ask him?" I said, "Well, I can try." So, but he was busy. He's writing his own book. And Tom Robbins, of course, I was afraid he would agree. And so they were worried. I said, "Don't worry. I'll take care of it." So I sent them this. I'll just give you a little taste. And I sent it to him. They said, "Well, who wrote it?" I said, "Herman Melville." Starts out, "Call me unreliable." "It is obvious to all who see my name bandied about that I have been busy writing forwards for legitimate books. Genesis, Chapter 7, The Perfect Storm, On Golden Pond, The Glossary of Narwhales, and Who Moved My Harpoon? Well, my interest in the sea led me to Horseshoes, Cow Socks, and Duck Feet. Although I've never heard of this author and have no intention of reading his book, I have always been fascinated by swimming fowl." And it concludes by saying, "Take it for what it's worth, from the Pequod, with love, Herman." The publishers had a fit. Finally, I said, "Well, you can print it." And then I insisted they put it on the cover. I called a big shot at Crown Publishing. I said, "Look, what is the problem?" "Well, the lawyers are worried." I said, "What are they worried about? Herman's family is going to sue?" I mean, what?
Sometimes you evoke a response from our audience that is maybe not what you had intended. And I guess you can't please all the people all the time.
No, you can't. I'll give you an example. Matter of fact, there are many in this book because... I get most of my response from public radio by email. And this got a response I didn't really expect, but there are people out there waiting to pounce on you. "I was reading the paper to the cat last week. She tries to keep up on current events, particularly stories about Ivana Trump and alien landings. We got to a story where a few obscure animal rights groups were calling for the nation's 66 million pet cats to be kept indoors for life." "Why?" asked Miss Kitty. "Well," I answered, "this says that free-roaming cats kill 8 million birds a year in Wisconsin alone." "My, I had no idea there are that many birds in Wisconsin." "Yes, and one person was quoted as saying, 'We don't want our house companions going out and killing other animals.'" "What about mice?" asked Miss Kitty. "Well, they don't say, but they're also worried about you being eaten by coyotes." "Then why don't they keep on coyotes indoors for life? It's like making people bolt and bar their homes and stay inside during prime shopping hours. Why don't they just keep all criminals indoors for life?" Well, this went on and on, but it ended by saying, "Wait a minute," I protested. It isn't me. It's just a story in the paper. Sure, she huffed. But some self-appointed cat lover will weasel or badger you into making me a house cat. You'll fall for it and take me prisoner. Next thing I know, you'll be taking me for walks in a cat harness. Not for me, buckaroo. I'm leaving. Wait, I pleaded. Where will you go? Well, she said, I've always wanted to see Wisconsin. Well, there are cat lovers who took me to task, not to mention bird lovers. Not everybody thinks I'm as funny as I think I am.
On page 248, you have a list of toasts and tributes. There's two of them I particularly like, one to the newly married couple and one to the new high school graduate.
Well, I'm occasionally asked to do a toast. This was the toast they gave at my daughter's wedding. May your love have the energy of a litter of puppies, the work ethic of a boat person, the heart of a Mountie, and may it last until they don't sing Dixie in Alabama.
And to the new high school graduate?
Congratulations. By squinting through the fog of anxiety, hormones, posturing, and inexperience, you can glimpse a sliver of your future. Even though it is unclear, it is bright, because you are standing on the shoulders of your family and friends, your teachers and coaches, and your ancestral community that stretches back to Genesis. And the taller you stand, the brighter it gets. Say thank you.
Morning Edition commentator Baxter Black. His new book is Horseshoes, Cow Socks, and Duck Feet. More commentary by NPR's cowboy poet and former large animal veterinarian.